Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Cringe Comic Corner. We're doing Swing, and let's go ahead and get started. This is by Linda Sajic, Matt Hawkins, and Jenny Chung. Top Cow Productions, Los Angeles. Written by Matt Hawkins and Jenny Chung. Into the lifestyle. We made arrangements to meet at a local trendy LA bar. We show up on time and get a drink while we wait. We're almost ready to leave as they come in 45 minutes late. They're in their early 20s, a few years out of college where they met. She is 5'5 with an infectious smile and dyed blonde hair like honey wheat. So let's call her Honey. Not my usual type, but pretty with an outgoing personality. He is a laid-back soccer player, 5'10, so we'll call him Dave. For reference, I'm a 6'1 fit. With salt and pepper hair, and my girlfriend Lily is a dark-haired beauty in her early 30s with curves all in the right places. They get drinks, Jameson, and a screwdriver, then settle in to chat about the innocuous details of our lives and how we are all new to this. After an hour, we decide to take a field trip to the sex shop down the street to look for an outfit for a party we are attending next weekend. It is a good icebreaker. We buy some sexy things and decide to go back to our place for a lingerie show. Once in our room, Dave and I sit on the bed while the girls model. Honey, with a wicked grin, starts to kiss my girlfriend, then pushes her on top of me and starts going down. She invites her man in for a taste, and I see Lily's eyes roll back as I caress her face and two heads pleasure her. After a bit, they trade places and Lily goes down on the blonde while fondling her boyfriend. Honey comes over to me and we start kissing. She is biting my neck and grinding into my lap. Things start to get hot as all the clothes come off. We begin with our own partners. I have my girl Doggy so she can watch this cute blonde rider man. The girls decide to change partners and start to give side-by-side blowjobs like it's a race. It's good, but my girl has no gag reflex, and actually I am proud to share her skills. He looks like she is sucking his soul out. I ask if we should continue, and are all enthusiastic at the prospect. I open a new box of condoms and hand him one. He wastes no time, and in his eagerness puts it on inside out and apologizes for wasting it. We have a whole box. I'm still getting head, but look down and ask if she is ready as I hold a blue packet between my fingers. It is on. I ask how she wants it, and she says Doggy as she flips to all fours. I position myself and press in, slowly picking up speed. I look over and see him pounding my girl. I remember, being that young, crushing like it's your last meal. I fuck for some time, putting down torque as both girls moan in stereo. She is wet, and I adjust because she's a bit taller so I can fuck her hard. I make eye contact with Lily as we smile at each other for being naughty. Their positions change. He goes Doggy, and I lay Honey on my back. I lay honey on her back. I kiss her neck and pull her into me. She is sweating hard now while kissing me, then tonguing my ear, which turns me on. I pull out and go down on her again as she encourages her man to fuck my girl Doggy so she can watch. She moans and writhes as I eat her out. I am distracted for a moment as I hear a freight train pounding my girlfriend orgasm. The action ends with sweaty bodies and soiled sheets. We pull the linens and shower. It's past 3 a.m. We say our goodbyes and look forward to the next encounter. I felt 99% good and 1% jealous. I figured that was good because if I didn't feel anything, I'm a sociopath and I was too jealous it would not work. In the end, she is mine and I hers. We had this experience together. This was our first swap and entry into the lifestyle 2 years ago this week. We started with a threesome and met a couple where we played in the same room with some touching. But this was the first hard swap from Adam's perspective. It went great, but we didn't hear from them when we checked in, we learned they were friends with benefits and there was some jealousy with Honey seeing him with another girl like that. Lesson learned. When people hear the word swinger, they usually think indiscriminate orgies, seedy 70s key parties, or kinky masquerades rolled up with padding. Elements of these do have their place, but lifestyle encompasses so much more. Key terms: lifestyle, the swinger ethos, full swap, intercourse with another partner, soft swap, the widest and most confusing term, any contact with other partners from touching up to oral sex, stopping short of intercourse, good idea to discuss with potential partners. Hall pass, a partner and a couple can play alone. Unicorn, single girl who plays with couples. Vanilla, all the people not in lifestyle. BDSM, bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission. Polyamory, relationships with other partners, more than just friends with benefits. That last one is the future, folks, unfortunately. Lifestyle is certainly not for everyone, yet. It requires a high level of trust, confidence, and communication to do successfully. If you are a single girl, it's all a bit different. Single guys do exist, but it's more of a rarity. Understanding your desires and boundaries and managing potential jealousy are keys to good experiences. People want various experiences. For some, it's just about the sex. Others want deep friendships with benefits. People may be into multiple partners, orgies, voyeurism, exhibitionism, or exploring BDSM. It may be a platitude, but it is what you make it. We like the people are friendly and like-minded in the lifestyle. When you go to a vanilla party or club, people are usually guarded, staring at phones, and hard to talk to. Lifestyle events tend to be very social and people are more inclusive. Girls are super friendly and guys rarely creepily stare and will not touch you without consent. We have had some very sexy fun and met some amazing people we consider close friends. Actually, the funny thing is the friends have been the best part for us. Who else can you share naked vacation photos with? Okay. There is also the wild, crazy, mind-blowing sex. Lily says, for me as a woman, there's nothing hotter than to see my man enjoy himself. In a way, it's like watching great porn with your favorite man as the lead. Sex as a team sport can be unbelievable. Chess instead of checkers, more combinations, greater possibilities. You explore your fantasy to understand what you like may be different from what you thought you liked. We have had 15 naked people in a hot tub, played Find Your Girl by identifying her breasts, but only using your mouth. Two words, naked twister. Here are a few suggested rules of the road that work for us. Women are in charge. They usually instigate and drive the play, particularly with new partners. Two, guys need to be respectful and ask permission. Three, know your boundaries and understand those of the people you play with. Four, don't take one for the team. If you're not attracted to someone, wait and find a situation everyone is excited to explore. Five, trust instincts. If something seems amiss, it probably is. Six, lifestyle can enhance a relationship, but it won't fix one that's not working. Get tested regularly and play safe. Health and safety are always our top priorities. No one wants to get an STD or give one. This is like regular dating, and not everyone is conscientious. This is an adult sport. Really? So you need to act like it, discuss it openly, and take the proper precautions. Good prospects should have some concerns and priorities. Good prospects should have the same concerns and priorities as you do. Make good choices and have fun. Adam and Lily. Cast: Kathy Chang and Dan Lincoln. And there's also Debbie Wilds, Blake Lincoln, Ashley Lincoln, and Mom. Mom? Chapter 1. Everything seemed so bright back then. Interesting. New. Life was full of adventurous new experiences and endless possibilities. Kathy, could you stop daydreaming for 5 minutes and come help? Ooh. Well, nearly endless. I love my mother, but her endless nagging always had a way of fraying my last nerve. I know you're excited about this, but college is a serious matter. You're investing in your future, so no funny business. Yes, Mom. And you better watch out for these boys, Kathy. All they ever think about is sex. Yes, Mom. I picked a college far enough away that she couldn't visit much. So if any boy's bothering you, call me and I will speak to the dean about it. Yes, Mom. Oh, hey, moving in? Thank you. Ah, like that one. Dad, help! My father and I shared the same fate, so I knew I could always count on his support. Back then, I envied his seemingly endless patience. Kathy, which room number was it again? But it all changed after I left. One sec, let me check. Oh, hey, I think we're here. Contrary to my mother's advice, at the time I was more interested in boys than studying. Oh, come on, I know I packed you. Yes! But it was still hard to shake off some of the good girl indoctrination that I'd gathered over the years. Hey, leave him up. He's kind of cute. Clack. I guess in the end, all I needed was the right kind of influence, or the wrong kind. My roommate Debbie contributed to my moral decline. My mother's words, not mine. She was raised without many boundaries. So, we've been invited to this welcome party Friday night at the Sigma House. I was always a bit jealous of her seemingly carefree attitude about everything. Fraternity boys? Yeah, they're the jock fraternity. So hot. They've got a pool and everything. I don't know. Oh, come on. You're always stuck here studying. It'll be fun, I promise. Sigma House, 10 o'clock p.m. Man, this is like being a dick, isn't it? To Debbie, a frat party was a hunting ground. Glug, glug, glug. To me? So, what's your major?
I don't know.
Glug, glug, glug. Not so much.
Bored.
I needed some romance with my sex.
I allow one rewrite, which can bring your grade up one full letter. If you're interested, I recommend you visit one of my TAS during their posted office hours to discuss how to improve your paper.
College is way harder than high school, and my parents are paying for everything.
Chaucer's Canterbury Tales by Kathy Chang.
Bad grades meant relocating to a college close enough to live at home, and I did not want that. Hello, come in. I'd like to talk to you about my paper, planning to do the rewrite.
That's how I met Dan.
Sure, have a seat.
He's got anime hair, like Otome hair.
He was pretentious, but smart, engaging.
Yeah, I graded this one. You've got all the fundamentals here, but it lacks passion.
Chaucer is the father of English poetry. He was the first to understand modern tastes and express the hopes and aspirations of the people of his time.
Certainly more interesting than the undergrad fraternity boys I'd met.
And what were they? What were what?
The hopes and aspirations of the time.
Well, that would require a whole dissertation, but I've always found his take on sex, adultery, relationships, women, and love to be very interesting.
And yes, also hot.
Hitting on the co-eds again, Dan?
No, sir. I was talking to her about Chaucer, her rewrite.
Ah, Chaucer, misogyny, cuckolding, and all kinds of insanity from that era. Don't let him sell it too hard as romance. It's a relic of its era, but wow, did Chaucer hate women.
How can you say that? It's not that simple. Feminism didn't even exist then.
Women were looked at as objects, and yet he saw them as more than that. Blah, 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 blah.
Watching these two fight over the words a man wrote 500 plus years ago made me realize what I've never really had in my life.
Passion.
Yeah, come by during office hours and we can talk more.
I can't wait to hear.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, hey, Kathy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was hoping we could talk more about Chaucer.
Sure, just come by office hours.
Over dinner. My treat.
So I'm almost finished with my novel. Been working on it for the past 2 years. I can't wait to get it published.
That's so exciting. This is fun. You're so easy to talk to.
To you, having a great fake ID.
To people not being able to tell how old Asian girls are.
Oh, look, she admits it. She admits it. Asian writer.
Well, look, Asian woman actually worked on this.
They're not stupid. They know they can get by with these things.
Keep your heads up, gentlemen. Don't fall for the Asian persuasion.
Look at that. Oh, oh. Oh, there we go. Oh, Lord.
And that's when it all started.
Hey, where are you going so early?
It's a secret.
Bump.
Meet me later.
I missed, one missed calls.
Mom.
Oh my god, just tell me on a scale from 1 to 10. 20! He's smart too!
Clack, click.
4 missed calls,
Mom.
2 missed calls,
Mom.
Oh my god, Mom, we talked 3 days ago. I'm busy, I'll call you back when I have the chance.
Your, possessive adjective, your, contraction of you are.
They're teaching that in college?
Really?
I learned that in like elementary school.
Do people really not know the difference between your and your?
Don't answer that.
No, Miss Chang. She's not here now. She has classes.
Uh-huh.
Even on Sunday, she studies in the library.
2 missed calls,
Mom.
What?
Kathy?
Why, yes, of course she's here, but she's asleep. She has a really tough test tomorrow, so better let her rest.
Wow, not even your mom calls you that often.
Hush, you! Look at that!
They're Netflix and chilling, eating popcorn.
Incoming call.
Mom.
Hi, Mom. Where are you?
I'm at the dorm, Mom. I don't have class today until 10. Oh, you're in your dorm room now? That's interesting. Why do you say that? Because I'm standing in your dorm room right now, and your roommate told me that you're off with your boyfriend. I'm sorry, Kath. She really is intimidating face-to-face, and I ran out of excuses. Remember, her mother's already the Dragon Lady. Dragon Lady? Oh, man, they're bad. The Tiger Moms. Olivia Munn talked about this, believe it or not. Olivia Munn has talked about her mother being a Tiger Mom hardcore. And she literally mocked her mother. When are you going to have a boyfriend? When are you going to get married? When are you, like, she literally mocked her mother. So the Tiger Mom shit is fucking real, folks. I'll be right there. Remember, I mean, it's not that she doesn't want them. Okay, listen. It's not she doesn't want her to have a boyfriend, but she wants an approved boyfriend for the family. Because remember, in Asian cultures, they marry the family. It's like Nobita from Japan said, when you marry an Asian woman, you're also marrying her family. So they have to all accept you as part of the family. Because that's the way the Asian culture works. Stop it. What is it? I guess it's time to meet my parents. What are you doing? I'm not going to do it, but that's kind of what I imagine that right now. Like, Dan is working on his postdoc in English literature. He's writing a novel. He's a writer. You couldn't find a doctor or a lawyer? Someone with more stable career? It's bad enough he's white. Oh, shit. That's real. But a writer? Your second cousin married a white writer. Now they live in a trailer park. Yes, that's it. That's it. I love him, that should be enough. Kathy! Why can't you support the one thing I want for... Oh, she's sorry. Why can't you support the one thing I want for myself? I've always done everything you asked of me. I've been a good daughter. I'm an adult now. Let me choose something for myself. Oh, okay, it's hard to see my only daughter become a woman. If you love him, I will try and accept him.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just don't get pregnant. Oof! What'd she say? She can't wait to read your book. And then it was on. Oh, Lord. There they go. I know this isn't Grimm's Anti Corner, but, I mean, what do we call this? Uh-oh. Chapter 2. Tap, 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 tap. Call Dan? Dan? Cancel. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Woman's Aid Center. Uh-oh. Click, click. What's the matter, love? You've been avoiding me all week. Are you breaking up with me? I'm pregnant. What do you want to do? I went to the clinic to get an abortion. I wasn't even going to tell you, but I got there and I couldn't do it. I wanted to talk to you, see how you felt about it. I don't think I want to get an abortion. I've never loved anyone more than I love you, Kath. Waking up next to you every day is a joy that I'd like to experience every day for the rest of my life. Good lord! Well, maybe they're going to fast forward a little bit. Yeah? Okay. Best man there. Oh, there's her family. Look at the mother. Look at the mother's face down there. She is, there are no smiles. The father, he's got like a, he's got a half smile, and the mother's like, I tolerate this. You can just tell. I have to remind myself that I'm only 27. Most of my high school friends aren't even married yet. Two kids. Career, homeowner, 8 years. The time has really flown by. The kids are asleep. I've been neglecting Dan lately. We haven't had sex in a while. Too weird, too slutty. Oh, I like number one. What's wrong with number one? I don't like number two. That's too much. Number three is okay, but I like number two. Number one.
Number one is great. Almost looks like the Dark Queen's attire from Battletoads. She's got the hair for it, you know. Dark-haired Asian woman. She'd probably pull off a good Dark Queen. Not that I'd be interested in anything like that. Our sex used to be awesome. We could barely keep our hands off each other for more than a day or two. That became 3 times a week. Dan, please, I'm tired. Oh, there we go. Then 2. Not now, honey. The kids are still up. Then 1. Period. Oof! And sometimes long stretches of none. Responsibility. He doesn't try very hard anymore. He used to at least pretend he wanted to give me a massage first as a signal he wanted some. Lightly kiss my neck before taking me. Like what you see? Now he just waves his dick in my face. Yeah, I guess, if it's anything like that Japanese comedian said, you're thought of more as family, at least in the traditional Asian culture, and, a woman generally doesn't fuck the family, you know, you don't fuck like your brothers and sisters, because you're thought of as family in the Asian culture, but also, ATM, you know, if you ever watch that video, I really need to put that up here on MGTOW.TV. I don't know if the Japanese comedian would have an issue, but I really want to get that video up there for you guys. I think you'd like it. But, he says, ATM. He's like, women does not fuck ATM. Would not have sex with ATM. I was like, yep, that makes sense. I can't blame it all on him, though. I've not been very receptive. I've turned down his last few advances. So I'm gonna make it up to him and fuck his brains out. Again, she doesn't age. 27 years old. Still looks great. Don't fall for it, folks. It's like the devil is trying to tempt you. He has no idea what's coming for him. Do it, Ellie. On it. What the hell? Puck. Swish. Doo. All right, Dan. That's your 10-second invulnerability. So go find the boss and bring it here. 10-second. All damage resists. Immune. Dude, I know. I've done this before. There's nothing here. Are you sure we're in the right room? Right, done this before. Sure. Come on, guys, come on. It's late and I'm too tired too, but we've come this far. Here, Dan, maybe this will help. Catch! I still don't see it. It's right behind you. Hey, lover. Ah! What the hell, Cass? Mute. The kids are asleep. Let's fuck. Okay, Dan, you have its attention. Now bring it over. I raid on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know that. Dude, move. I can't heal you from there. What is he doing? I have no idea. Fine. I'm coming. Hang on. Are you crazy? That thing will squish you like a bug. It's still aggroed. Maybe I can make it. Come on. Don't you like my outfit? Oh, nope. Never mind. He's down. It looks nice, but should you be walking around like that? What if one of the kids woke up? Oh crap, it's on me now. Run, Ellie, I'll try to divert its attention. I tried to have sex with you twice over the weekend, you said no, but now you want it on my gaming night? One of the few times I have to myself? Alright, gentlemen. Pause. I agree. A man deserves a gaming night. He does. You know? A gaming night is a special night for a man. I enjoy gaming. I have a gaming night when I'm not working. You know, and I even kind of consider this maybe a little bit of work, you know. It's more of a fun work, but it's still work, you know. I would rather be playing some games right now, but I enjoy this. I'm having fun, you know, because work can be fun. Like, I give you guys this content, and I enjoy it. I'm having a good time. Maybe we can learn some things, right? So it's a fun thing for us to do. It's not like the backbreaking labor I perform during the day. I'll try to slow it down. Freeze, bastard! Hey, over here, ugly! Oh, hey, it stopped. Wait, never mind. That only enraged it. Fuck! Fine, then enjoy being by yourself. Yeah, that's a wipe. Kath, wait! Dan! Sorry, guys. Wi-Fi crapped out. Unmute. Let's wrap it up. It's late anyway. I told you I should have tanked, but no. I love my wife very much. Click! But sometimes I don't understand her. Kathy, let me in, honey. I'm sorry. I love my husband, but sometimes I just don't understand him. He complains about us not having sex, and then he blows me off for a video game. Poof! She runs the pillow. She's like, you're gonna be sleeping on the couch today, Buster. Slam! How many of y'all have been through this? This comic is a little bit too close to home for some of you, isn't it? You thought you were gonna get Grimm's Cringe Corner. You're getting Grimm's Red Pill Corner tonight. Daddy, why are you on the couch? Huh? What'd you do to Mommy? Nothing, honey. Daddy was just snoring really loud, so I came down here so Mommy could get some sleep. Now go get some breakfast. There's still some time before school. Uh-oh. Oh! Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You okay? Switch? Oh, that's not a good sign. Look at her face. She could be watching television right now. There could be like Sentai playing or something. Just, you know, watching like, guys in spandex fight plastic monsters. She's like, oh, this is boring. She's not getting her back properly blown out, as Drexel would say. Now she's kind of, ugh, that wasn't good. And he's like, oh, I didn't do a very good job. Chapter 3. My days have become a blur of routine. There's nothing wrong with my life. Daddy, can we have pizza tonight? All right. Have a great day, kids. I'll pick you up after school. It's great, in fact. Pizza sounds good. I'll see you later. Love you, kids. Bye, Daddy. But I still find myself longing for something more. I will wade till my thighs are steeped in burning flowers. I will take the sun in my mouth and leap into the ripe air, alive with closed eyes to dash against darkness. Not sure why that is. Can anyone tell me why E.E. Cummings wrote that this way? He was lazy. I'm a high school English teacher. I've got the American dream. Hot wife, two kids, house in the suburbs. We're all healthy. Wrong. He went against all the laws of English to convey its meanings with a disregard for punctuation and decapitalization. That's actually interesting. Why do I feel a longing for more? He conveys love in a word, self-worth in a letter, an imagery in a space. I had a fair run of women before Kathy. Today's menu does not look appealing. I've been faithful. That's why I bring my own. But tempted many times. Yeah, I'm gonna have to start doing that. Maybe I can get Kathy to make me one, huh? An apple? Oh, the sandwich. Yeah, there's probably a sandwich in there. Hey, guys. Hey, Mary. Hola. Hey, Dan, I think I'm going to take you up on that offer. Can you drop by after 6? Sure, happy to. So why does the white guy say, hey, and the black man's like, hola? And it's like, is that, I don't know. It's weird. Great, thanks a lot. See you then. Oh, okay. Well, no, I thought she was, it was the tone, the color that they did. I thought it was like some Mexican woman joined the party. No, it is. That's Mary. So, what's going on here? This isn't your wife. What are you doing, good sir? What could you possibly be up to? That's why the black man said, hola. Okay, because that was a Mexican woman. Even though, hey, probably would have worked. Great, thanks a lot. See you then. What? She needs help with the syllabus software. Uh-huh. Look, what can I say? I still got it. Plus, it doesn't hurt to flirt a little, as long as I keep it in my pants. My days have become a blur of routine. This is what we have. I work for a company that makes trailers for movies and the affiliated marketing websites. We'll get that right. The whole team was up all night, but we won't have this trailer done until tomorrow. Yeah, no way. All right, guys, I'm having lunch with a client, so I'll buy us some more time. email me a link of what we have. Word told me I could have it all. World told me I could have it all. Career, family, love. Witchblade and Postal. Mom wanted me to be a housewife. Still does, I'll bet. But what did that ever get her? Hi, Mom. After I had Ashley, my dad left her and married a younger woman who gave him more children.
Oh, Lord!
I can't do that, Mom. Dan picks the kids up from school. I don't get home until after 8 most nights, depending on traffic. Now she calls me every day to tell me how to live my life since she doesn't have one of her own. I know, okay, I love you too. I'm supporting her financially, so you'd think that would give me a pass. I'm her only child and she means well, but it gets tiring. The official sport of the entertainment industry is sex. The fact that I'm married makes me more appealing. Less chance of me telling their wives we hooked up. This is great. Is it long enough? My guys are still working on it. We'll have more tonight. I just wanted to show you what we have. 7 p.m. Hey, Kath. I've never cheated, though. I spoke to the client. Those guys love you. Yeah, it seemed to go well, but sometimes it's very tempting. Terrific work as always. This place would fall apart without you. Can I buy you a drink to celebrate? No. No thanks. I've got to get home and help the kids with their homework. But thanks, Chris. You're the best assistant I've ever had. Life is short. Cheat on it. Washley Addison. I could get away with it. No one would know. I would. Well, she said, but she's like, I know what's going on. Okay, I think it's ready. Don't mess it up. Shut up, Dad. Please tell Blake to shut up. Shh. Mom, you're just in time. For what? Ashley's gonna blow up the kitchen. Shut up! Hush, little man. Let's watch your sister do some mad science. Glug, glug, glug. It worked! Good job, honey. You're gonna knock them dead tomorrow at the science fair. Maybe Mom is right. They're only gonna be young like this once. Sorry, I'm late. 405 traffic was bad tonight. I miss so much being gone 12 hours a day. I'm so hungry. Would you guys... I miss so much being gone 12 hours a day. Okay. I'm so hungry. What'd you guys do for dinner? Dan is a good man. He's good with the kids. We saved some for you, which was hard with these little hoovers we have to feed. They're really starting to eat a lot. I learned a long time ago that Kathy needs me to listen to her for 15 minutes every night. She never wants my opinion on things. She just wants to vent. How many men can say you've been in this position? Raise your hand. Learned that the hard way, but now I ask and listen. So how was work today? I had lunch with a client today. What is it with gay guys in L.A. being so buff and good-looking? Blah, blah, blah. 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's a decent breakfast. 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, damn. Brother, you made this all by yourself? You doing all the cooking, too? And the woman's in the bed? I don't know. 5 o'clock p.m. Sorry, Dan. I'm going to be late again today. 9 o'clock p.m. Reading the book. 9 o'clock p.m. Oh, you see who's helping her with the boxes. 8:30 in the morning. She's teaching. 8:30 in the morning, she's in traffic. 6 o'clock p.m. Helping with homework. 6 o'clock p.m. She's on the computer. 10 o'clock p.m. Just now getting home. Oh, there's their wedding picture. And the husband is sound asleep. I need something to break the monotony of this routine. Something exciting. How to spice up a marriage. 10 kinky ways to spice up sex life. EstablishYourSafeWord.com. Improve your relationship. Spice up your marriage. UsefulRelationshipAdviceMagazine.com. Save your marriage. Blow in his ear. BlowingInHisEarSavedOurMarriage.com. Spice up your relationship by swinging. www.swingers.com. Oh, what does she click on? Oh. So you're awake? Yeah, look at that smile on her face. Say, okay, woman, what you got planned? It's like, I know that face. You don't usually smile like that unless there's something going on in that head of yours. Oh man, she's extra feisty. That's not good. Yup, there we go. Yep. Yeah, they haven't been like that in a long time. Now she's snoring. Kathy! Kathy! Mm-hmm. Shake, shake. Kathy, you have to get up or you're going to be late for work. Ah, I'm up! You were wild last night. Can't think of the last time you woke me up for sex. I was reading about swinger sites. I think I'd like to try that. What? I would really like to have sex with other women. But am I going to be okay watching another guy have sex with Kath? Be honest about your boundaries. Argue in public. Be discreet. Don't set your expectations too high. These are the do's and don'ts of swinging. What if the guy's better than me? What if his dick is bigger than mine? What if the sex is so good for her that she leaves me for him? What if I disappoint the girl I'm with? What if some guy starts stalking Kathy? I'm done, Mr. Lincoln. Slam! It's so great to see you again, Debbie. I miss our crazy college days together. I think about them all the time. Are you still dating Joel? Oh, God, no. He was like 4 guys ago. What? Oh, Lord, she got that wine. We know what's happening with her. I'm a bit jealous of you being single and able to date. Oh, at her age, that's not a good thing. I've never even had one of those online dating profiles. I feel like I've missed out. Grass is always greener, as they say. I envy you, your stability and amazing life. Dan's a good guy. There are a lot of assholes out there. I get that, but seriously, you realize I've only ever had sex with Dan? What if he married your first? Mark? Oh my God, he's fat and bald now. I'd killed myself. Out of curiosity, how many men have you slept with? Let me think. I don't know, 40? 50? I mean, who counts at that point? Oh my God. She says this point, but oh my God. Ugh. Boxed wine and cat food, right? Damn, girl, I never knew you were such a hoe bag. You shut your filthy virgin mouth. Ha 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 ha. I think I'll take that drink now, whatever she's having. Make that 2. I never really thought about Dan being the only guy you've slept with. I guess that would be kind of weird for me, too. Have you thought about just banging a couple of guys on the side? It's so easy to find no-string sex with guys. I've definitely thought about it, but I couldn't do that to Dan. I love him and our kids. I don't want to jeopardize that. But we started talking about possibly swinging with other couples. Have you tried that? I've done a few threesomes and foursomes, but it always just kinda happened. Not sure how to seek that stuff out, but there is a swinger club downtown called Lifestyle I've heard about that you might want to check out. Have you ever been with another girl? Most of the swinger women I've met are bisexual. Oh, he's moving. Old man, he's gonna try it though. I'm not opposed to it. But no, I've not been with a woman. I'm not sure how I feel about that, actually. Well, discovering what you like is part of the fun, I guess. You sure you're okay watching Dan fuck another girl? What if she's hotter than you? Yeah, what if she is hotter than me? What if she gives a better BJ than I do? What if he starts seeing her on the side? What if the kids or my mom find out? Oh, so we will fill out the application online and pay the membership fee. They're open 9 to 3 Friday and Saturday. When do you want to go? Let's go this Friday. I can get Jessie to watch the kids. She just texted me looking for more babysitting hours. That's 3 days from now. Are you in that big of a hurry? We don't have to do anything. We can just walk around and check it out. Aren't you curious who goes to these things? What if we run into someone we know? Then we'll have a drink with them and laugh about it. They're there for the same reason. Should we come up with code names or something so people can't find us online? You really think we're going to remember a fake name after we've been drinking? Good point.
We can use our first names. We don't have to give anyone our contact information. This is a legal establishment filled with consenting adults. You can see all over their website about consent and no means no. Honey, I love you. Nothing's going to happen that we don't both agree to. If we hate it, we'll walk around, have a couple drinks, and leave. Are you sure this is the right place? I was expecting, I don't know, an actual club. This looks like a storage facility. This is the address they gave. I spoke to a woman on the phone, and she gave me a code for the gate. This is like the perfect opening for a horror film. We walked through the door expecting some sexy fun and get kidnapped, tortured, and brutally murdered. If we were watching this in the theater, this would be the point. Everyone would be yelling, "Don't do it!"
Hey there, getting an early start.
What do you mean? We open at 9, but the place really doesn't start hopping for a while. Can I see your IDs? First time here? Yeah, is that obvious? Or is it that obvious, rather? I just don't recognize you. Would you like a tour? My name's Carl. My wife and I own the place. Sure, that would be great. Thanks. Sheila! Carl, I bought these for a reason. You know I hate it when you're yelling at me like some dog to its master. Sorry, hon. Can you give this couple a tour? Sure. Are we open? The bartender girls aren't even here yet. This is the locker area where you can change and leave your stuff. If you don't have a lock, make sure you bring one next time. We haven't had any theft, really, but better safe than sorry. You leave your alcohol here. We provide mixers and water, and the girls who pour the drinks should be tipped for their time. I wish we could serve alcohol. We'd make a mint. But the laws are weird, and we get inspected from time to time. What are the ribbons for? Tonight's a red, yellow, green night. People wearing red clothes or a red ribbon are not interested in playing with others. Yellow is soft swap, and green is full swap. What's soft swap? Kissing some oral, but no actual penetration. You two are newbies? Yeah, first time. We're just here to look around. Well, let me show you the playrooms. As an FYI, no one really gets here until 11, and the action doesn't really start until after midnight. I've told Carl we should just open at 11. This is the main playroom. We've got several more private rooms, some with doors. If a door is shut, we ask that you don't open it. That door leads to a bathroom. If you'll excuse me for a second, I need to hit the head. It was your idea to come, wasn't it? That obvious? He looks scared. You look excited. He's leery. Any advice? Take it slow. Talk a lot about what you both want. People try swinging sometimes to save relationships, but it never works. It can enhance intimacy for couples who do love each other and want to stay together. Couples who swing together don't cheat. They don't need to. And if you resist, get them a few threesomes with girls and you'll come around.
What?
Do you know what time it is?
Nope. Phone's in the locker. It's 11.
I've got to stop drinking so I can drive. What time do we have to be home for the babysitter?
Midnight. Shit, let me go get my phone and call her to see if she can stay a bit later.
You want to stay? You've had, what, 4 drinks? You can't drive for another hour and a half at least. But we haven't even seen anything yet. No one's gone back to the playrooms.
Let's just go. I'll get us an Uber and come get the car tomorrow. I'm not leaving my car here.
I'll go call her. It'll be fine. I'll take you in the back and suck your cock when I get back. She's a keeper.
Oh my god, this is so hot.
Let's grab a corner, sexy man.
And now, you're going to sit there and let me do whatever I tell you, whatever I want to you.
Promise this is not Grimm's Hentai Corner, but, you know, it's kind of little. It's more soft core.
Okay, so maybe it's not.
Yeah, definitely not soft core.
Well, welcome to Grimm's Hentai Corner.
What the fuck?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to knock you both over. I didn't see you there, and this is our first time, and I'm really nervous. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Let's just go home.
Honey, I'm sorry. I was just surprised. I reacted poorly. Maybe swinging isn't for us.
I said I was willing to try it. It's just so foreign to what I was taught. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to ruin that night.
Oh, she's thinking.
Oof. 1 week later, The day after the club incident, we didn't even talk about it. We fell back into our routines and got busy with work and family. It loomed over both of us. We needed to discuss it, but I didn't bring it up. I have a good life. There are things I want and desire, but I don't need them. And divorce is not an option. Because what kind of person would I be if I divorced Dan, the father of my two beautiful children, simply because I wanted to get my rocks off?
I'm not buying that, but if that's really how she feels, then I don't know how I'd feel about a swinging unicorn.
Oof, I don't know, guys. It's a slippery slope. And if he resists, get him a few threesomes with girls and he'll come around. Would you do a three-way with Dan and I? Ashley flubbed her line. Huh? Oh, please don't say anything to her. Are you serious? Yeah, our first attempt at a sex club was a bust. A woman there told me that the best way to get a guy comfortable with the lifestyle is to get him into threesomes. Yeah, I'd do it for you, hon. Well, he's already in the threesomes. It's like to get him threesomes. Yeah, I think a lot of men are into threesomes with two girls. When do you want to do it? What are the rules? You free tonight? We can work out details in person. LOL. Okay, what time? Let's drop Ashley off at my mom's. Blake's already there. She won't mind. She loves the kids. We could use some alone time. Sounds good, baby. Thank God Kathy's not still upset with me. I've been wanting to talk to her about it, but wasn't sure how to start it. I'll go down on her until she can't take any more. After we're done, we could talk about that. It's just the three of us.
Oh, there we go.
Though, you'll have to use a condom today.
Okay.
I mean, if this is okay with you, both of you. Oh, relax, Dan. In a way, it's like that time we had a fondue party. A bunch of friends together dipping stuff.
What?
Bad icebreaker? Oh, fuck it. I tried the nice way. Now we do it my way. Hey, get in there, Kathy. And I'll just roll with the fondue party metaphor. And dip in. He's got like a hentai penis for some reason. Oh, okay, I mean, feel free to double dip. Kathy, scoot over. Remember the first rule of a threesome, sharing is caring. Oh, so now you know the rules? Oh yeah, I'll fill you in as we go. There we go. To be continued. Swing Volume 2, 2019. Well, there we are. The wife-husband writing team live, an interesting life together. How much is autobiographical and how much is fiction? She is a web developer by day, and he's a comic book nerd that also writes other titles like Postal, Think Tank, Symmetry, Aphrodite, IX, and Cyberforce. If you guys request it, we'll read any of those. I mean, I can read the postals. I can read whatever the fuck you guys want me to read. I mean, Grimm's Comic Corner is not just Transmetropolitan and whatever cringe stuff. If you guys are like, hey, I want you to read this comic, I'll fucking read it. I like reading comics. Always have. Now, Linda Sajic is a digital comics artist specializing in an expressive, dynamic art style. Her first major project with Top Cow was Wildfire, written by Matt Hawkins. I think I have some Wildfire books. Which showcased her unconventional character-focused technique and established her as an up-and-coming comic talent. Her critically acclaimed webcomic, Bloodstain, is currently published in print from Top Cow. I'm not sure if I have that. And on its third volume, Linda lives in Croatia with her husband, illustrator Stepan Sejic. Oh! Well, we get a preview of Bloodstain. It's part of the volume. I mean, you want me to read it? Look. Clack, clack, creak. God, what is that awful smell? Like something rotten. Worst case scenario. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, God, please. Please don't be dead, boss. I only just got here. Clack, clack. What do I do? Check his pulse? Eep! Oh, thank God, he's asleep. I don't have to look for another job. Was he here all night? He looks exhausted. I better not wake him. Phew, I guess I'm done for now. I'll use the autoclave later when he wakes up. Huh? Oh, hi, Serge. Hi. Dude, are you still asleep? Oh, hey, wake up! What? You don't have classes today? Oh, crick. All right, what time is it? 2:20. Shit! Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Where are they? Test, test, test. Where did I put them? Mumble, 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 mumble. Ah, no, no. Ah, yes. Phew. Okay. Ah, fit, damn it. Kum. I don't know how to do that sound. It's a weird one. So, aren't you going to follow him? Should I? Well, you are his assistant, aren't you? Doctor, wait. Honey. Or honey, rather. Huh? Did he leave already? Ah, boss! I guess he did. Well, that's just great. Aren't you gonna follow him? You are his assistant, aren't you? Do I look like I know what I'm doing? And why am I still holding this? Ew! Drop. Thunk. Might as well go to... Ugh, I should change out of this one too. Wham! Oh, boss, the boss? This job better be worth all this trauma. Okay, more bloodstained copies. Oh, we get to... I wasn't planning on doing some of sugar, but if we have some of sugar... Okay, I wasn't planning on doing sugar right now, but this is a preview. I do plan to do the entire... It's only one volume, don't freak out. It's only one volume, that's all they ever did. But we can do the volume, the whole thing of sugar, if you want me to. It is what you think it is. And yes, that's the same characters. Jenny Chung, Matt Hawkins, and Yishan Lee. Yeah, I mean, sugar. What do you think it's about, gentlemen? Three guesses. It's about sugar babies, right? Yeah, got it in the first guess. July 2018. Okay, so they're just going to... it's just a preview. Alright. Pouring coffee. Looking at the older man there. It's usually how it works. This is the future, folks. I don't know what you guys are, you know, expecting, but you go look at this again. You got that older man? Some of you guys are older men. You may have noticed these young women. That's what's going to start happening. Oh, yeah. Hands in the money. She's nice. Hey, okay. What's going on here? Okay, she's looking at it. And then this guy, I don't know what's going on with him. He's signing some papers. Are they divorce papers? Yeah, it might be divorce papers. Did somebody die? No, it's a divorce. Look at her. She's watching romance. Got some popcorn. Thinking to herself that she wishes she was the girl he was kissing. Yep. Oh. Bringing this girl in. Banging her. Just straight up blowing that back out. Look at that. Look at that. Yep. And now she's having like a hard sleep after all that. Don't know why. Weird. Maybe she's wishing that guy was banging her like that. Blowing her back out, like Drex said. There's a lot of blowing backs out. I gotta tell you, Drex, I gotta give that man some real credit because everything in these damn comics, I mean, they show, what do they show? Blow the back out. I mean, that's it. That's what these bitches want is their backs blown out. He's not wrong. All right, looking at that. There's no real dialogue here, so I just have to kind of narrate the panels, which is weird. Oh, she's looking at her phone. Okay. He's not very happy. Can barely eat. nice waitress comes by with some coffee. He's in a bad state. He's in a bad state right now, but she's basically making him feel a little better. And he hands her some money. Total is what, $13 for coffee? No, I mean, I don't know what he ate. Looked like a steak. That'd be a very cheap steak. I don't know what's going on here. A lot of stuff, right? I feel like Seinfeld. There's so much shit going on. Giving her some bread. Well, he's not giving her bread. Not yet. But, okay, she's at the grocery store. The man giving her some bread. I don't know what's going on here. He's at a bar talking with other guys. You know what he's doing. The bitch dumped me. Well, she didn't dump him. She divorced him. The bitch divorced me. The bitch let me go. I done lost everything. I don't know what to do. He's talking to these young things. That's how problems start, gentlemen. There's problems. They're pretty problems, but they're problems. Look at that. Oh, man. Yeah, he's not feeling too good, though. Man's putting a hand on his shoulder. You heard about MGTOW. And he's talking about what happened. He's like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be that bad. He's trying to understand. Tuition fee notice. Oh. Oh. Uh-oh. Account balance, $108. Sent, $8. If you don't have nothing, what do you do with all that money that you're getting from these men? Oh, that's right. The restaurant takes a lot of that shit. They really do. The girls have told me. 3:30 p.m. The girl got her back blown out. The roommate. She's feeling good, eating a box of Cheerios. The Cheerios sponsored this? Boy, I hope they did. She's talking about the sex. Yep. Oh, okay. He's thinking about going somewhere. Vixen's bar. She's wearing cat ears. Oh, she works at a bar, too? Gotta be careful. I knew a girl who worked at bars. Knew quite a few girls who work at bars. I gotta stop talking to girls that work at bars. Damn, female bartenders get you in trouble every goddamn time. They're crazy. They do all the things. Damn. Yeah, well, okay. Got this pretty girl he's talking with. Starting to feel a little better. He's got a smile on his face. Still kind of glum, but he's starting to feel better. There's that face. He's like, oh, I don't know. This might be the night. Uh-oh. She looks like that alcohol is hitting her a little bit. He's gonna make sure he looks the part. Dashing. Like James Bond. An older gentleman dancing. Oh, he walked away. Oh, the older gentleman. Oh, that bald head. I'm telling you, the bald head does it every damn time. She knows he's got more money. So she ran him. And she noticed. Oh, so he's walking out. He's got, what are you drinking? I don't know what he's drinking. Hold on, folks. I actually got to get up and see. Pure water. Okay, well, that's good. Hydrated. Vixens. Okay, what else we got here? People drinking? He is looking at her again. Oh, he's gonna hit the bartender. Oh, don't you do that, you fool. Uh-oh. Oh. Man just come by. Drunk fella. Slapped her on the ass. Hey, buddy, don't you do that. Hey, what are you talking about? I do that. No more slap that bitch, you can't say nothing about me. Oh, all right, buddy, hold on. He's restraining him, you know. Why is he restraining him? Why don't you restrain the man that slapped the bartender in the ass? Brother, you're doing the wrong job. You should have got the drunk out of there. Why is the drunk man? The drunk man's still right there. They restraining him. Knock that man's ass out. And of course, my hero, he's her shining knight, her James Bond. And she walks out with him. Yep, uh-huh. Some of y'all may have been here in this man's shoes. Oh, there they go. It's the first time he's been with a woman since his wife divorced him. There we go. Look at that. Yep. There we go. Yep. Okay. That's all you get. Sex ed column. Okay, now. There might be some Sunstone in here too. That's another one I was going to do, but it's basically just lesbians and BDSM. Now, I know some of you, your ears perked up when you heard that. If you really want me to do all 6 fucking volumes of Sunstone, I guess I can. I mean, my God, we might as well call this Grimm's Adult Comic Corner at this point. Because I really didn't see too much cringe. Not yet. I mean, we got a lot of red pills about Asian women. We got a lot of red pills about Asian women, didn't we? Man, it might as well be an Asian woman video. And it's written by a guy that's married to an Asian woman. And she's actually done, I mean, like, the way her mother acted. Everything is like, yep, that's it. The only reason this book exists is because of the success of Stefan Sajic's Sunstone. Sajic started out with Top Cow many years ago as a colorist over Tyler Kirkham's work. I don't know who that is. Tyler befriended him online. We started working with him out of that friendship. Sajic took over Witchblade and did 80 issues or so. Oh, I did not know that. Witchblade is their big book, by the way. If it's requested for Witchblade, I can start on that and we'll be here till like 2024 with Witchblade, because there's like so much of it. And then Aphrodite IX and whatever, 9th generation. I was friendly with him while he was doing Witchblade when we began working directly together creatively. I can now safely count him and his wife as real friends, and I'd do just about anything for them. They're amazing people. My God, did they fuck each other? It was at some point in the Switchblade Aphrodite 9 runs, he stopped doing Sunstone as a strip he posted on his DeviantArt account. Oh, I didn't know that. As a free web comic. When I asked him about it, he said he needed to do something different to juice him creatively. At the time, I thought nothing about it. When I looked at it, it was a cool slice of life material about 2 lesbian girls in the S&M, and there was sex and actual nudity in it. Whoa. In my reading of it, though, it didn't feel sexist. It was sexy. There's a massive difference, so I try to explain that to some people, and they can't seem to grasp the difference. It was a sex-positive look and an alternate lifestyle. Flash forward a few years, and Stefan asked me if we'd sell print editions of Sunstone. I was really hesitant. We've been trying for years and years to get away from the perception of our content from the 90s bad girl era. Well, I didn't know that. But the 90s Bad Girl era is, like, fucking awesome. And I have a lot of books from that, guys. A lot. So, yeah, if you want to go way back into the times when comics were fucking great, we can do that, too. And this was a comic strip he was giving away for free already. Why would anyone buy it? I thought about it and decided we'd do it, simply because Sajik wanted us to. I really thought it wouldn't sell all that well. Not only was I wrong, I was insanely wrong. I've never been happier to be wrong. Not only was I... Excuse me. Let me put it in perspective. Sunstone has sold more copies of the collected editions than any other book in Top Cal history. And that includes the heyday of the early 90s. Holy shit. I mean, we can do it. If you guys like, oh, it's got lesbians. Well, I do a lot of comic book conventions and started putting it on my table next to my other Sajik books. A lot of women in their mid-30s would come up and rave about the book and ask if we had anything else like it. Oh, good God almighty. Now you guys are really going to want me to do this. I scanned my table and realized the answer to that was no. Sensing a market opportunity, we created a line of books that now includes Sunstone, Bloodstained, Swing, and Sugar. Linda Sajik jokingly commented that at Top Cal, we have the Top Cal Universe, Witchblade, the Darkness, the Edenverse, Postal Think Tank, and we should cover this, call this the Perverse. I laughed but rejected it. Anyone seeing that in print on the cover would get the wrong idea. These books are intended to celebrate and explore alternate lifestyles in a positive way. We call it the Sajikverse internally. Linda's Bloodstained book is in print. Mad Scientist at its finest. Okay. Swing, we know about Swing. Writing romance is hard. Linda asked me to write this full script, which means I had to figure out everything in advance. Almost all the other books I do, I just write the plots, wait for the art, and then add the dialogue after. Oh, there's actually more to this. Hold on, there's more to this. This is important. Swing. So the genesis of Swing is simple. I did a Google search here in Los Angeles where I live, and there's one major S&M club and four swinger clubs. I started searching nationwide and discovered that the swinging lifestyle was way bigger than I thought it would be. There were clubs in almost every major city in the USA and Canada. So the wife and I decided to go check one out. The biggest one here is called Club Joy, and the process to go to one is exactly as written in the story. The night we went, it was a green, yellow, red party, and I was definitely wearing a red ribbon. We walked in, and about 10 minutes later, I freaked out and we left. We tried again a few months later and hung out for a few hours, had some drinks, and it was a chill experience. We've been to about 15 different clubs over the past couple of years now, doing research for this book and talking to people about this lifestyle. I'll get into the pros and cons of it all later. After doing the initial research of interviews, I wrote a long outline and sent it to Sajik. They liked it, and Linda agreed to do the art for the project. So I started writing. Linda had asked me to write this full script, which means I had to figure out everything in advance. Almost all the other books I do, I just write for the plots, wait for the art, then add the dialogue after. It's more collaborative, and more artists I know prefer it that way. Linda wanted a script because in a slice-of-life book, the character's facial expressions, mannerisms, and body language are a huge factor, making it visually interesting. And you do notice that. She wanted to match the images better with the words, so I wrote a 22-page first chapter and sent it over to them. There was silence for a few days, and then they sent me an email telling me it wasn't going to work. For context, I started that originally with page 28 being page 1. I assumed wrongly that I could just tell the backstory and narrative and maybe a couple flashbacks. Both Sajiks told me how critical it is to show them falling in love and making the reader fall in love with them at the same time they're falling in love with each other. That way, when we introduce the crisis in their relationship, we care. So I went through a few more drafts, and it was clear to me that I wasn't getting it. I could sense their frustration. Stefan told me to go watch the first 5 minutes of the Pixar movie Up several times and then go write another draft. What? Why? I'd seen the movie before, but not in a long time, and forgot about the opening sequence with that relationship explaining why the old man was alone and refused to move. It's an emotional scene, and it's so good. I watched it several times and then went back and wrote with a ton of input from my wife. I sent them that draft and a few minor tweaks. That's what you just... read. Okay. Writing characters with relationship troubles and trying to make it interesting is difficult. I have a newfound respect for romance writers. It's easy to make dragons fighting spaceships very interesting. And as crazy as that sounds, that's Aphrodite X. That sounds Cool. The process of writing this book, in my opinion, has changed how I write for the better. I'm curious to see how it affects my other work. You'll have to let me know. Co-writing with my wife. One of the first things I recognize about the swinging lifestyle is that the couples who are successful at it are usually the ones where the woman initiated the idea of it, or the woman initiated the idea of it. That's not always true, but it's definitely something I notice more often than not. Given that and the large female readership for Sunstone, I wanted to make sure I had a strong female influence on the writing. Linda contributed a lot to the story itself as well, so I think all in all, the collaboration was a smart idea. Some really small print there. These books inhabit the same universe because the characters play an online video game together. Sunstone, Bloodstain, and Swing. I did not know that. They don't really know each other. They might at some point, but for now it's an online video game friendship. My wife and I both played World of Warcraft for years and raided with guilds, so we know the space well and we're able to integrate it easily. Oh my god, they use the ethical slut. So this has been a growing movement. Ethically non-monogamous.
Oh lord, we know about this.
So this has been a growing movement for decades now and has started to achieve more mainstream acceptance. There are different types of this, including open relationships, friends with benefits, polyamory, swinging, and others yet to be categorized. What? I gotta ask Phil if there's something where people do swinging with dolls. Please tell me they don't. They don't. Do they? Personally, I could never be polyamorous or have an open relationship. The first time I would witness my wife telling some other guy she loved him, I'm not sure I'd ever recover from that. That we've lived so much longer now is a big factor in this movement. And let's be real, people have always cheated. That's true. I tried reading a few books about swinging and alternate relationship lifestyles, but the only one that made an impact on my thinking was The Ethical Slut, which was first published in 97. The basic concept and why it's ethical is because both parties know about it and are okay with it. Pros and cons of swinging. There are ups and downs to everything, and with swinging it's no different. The biggest mistake people make in swinging is trying in an attempt to fix a broken relationship. I could argue that Dan and Kathy's relationship is damaged, but we try to set it up so that they trust and love each other, but they're both seeking something more. The key to anything is open and honest communication of wants and needs, and it's magnified in sexual situations like this. It's a process to get through the emotional hurdles of separating the physical act from sex, from actual love and intimacy. People cheat a lot. I've known people who've had affairs with people, with people significantly less attractive than their spouses. Well, yeah, we've talked about, they said that bums, isn't it Amber, has said that he remembers a taxi cab driver that, well, they would just fuck bums sometimes. Beautiful women, they just fuck these bums. Definitely less attractive than whoever they were dating. Less attractive than their spouses simply because they wanted something different. Having sex with someone you love is amazing, but there's a lot of sex had where those involved don't love each other. At least swingers are open and honest about it. I've compiled a pro and con list from several websites for my interviews and my own thoughts. This is by no means an exhaustive or complete list. Pro 1. Honest communication about sexual wants and desires. Couples that swing are able to tell each other what they really want and what they think about. Many have told me how they've tried things they've seen in a porn that are not fun at all. It becomes an exploration of sexuality and a hot topic. Many couples say that even the discussion of these things gets them going and leads to more frequent and better sex. How many of us are afraid to even discuss our fantasies with the person who's supposed to know and love us the most? 2. Variety of partners and experiences. Swingers don't need to cheat. They have more sex with each other than their monogamous counterparts, not including the sex they have with other people. I've spoken to people who swing every weekend and others who do it once or twice a year. The only rule is that everyone involved is a consenting adult. There are a lot of people who've told me they can't orgasm during a swinging encounter, especially when it's full swap same room situation with two couples. They don't get frustrated by that. They see it as foreplay. Pro 3. Can make a good relationship better. This one's more difficult to wrap your mind around, but it's about trust and communication. These couples can be completely honest with each other about their hidden sexual desires. They don't repress them and aren't afraid to discuss it with their partners. Most swinger couples I interviewed have regular date nights with their partners separate from anything they do in the lifestyle. Pro 4. Compersion and a loss. I don't know what compersion means. A loss of most jealousy. Watching your partner with someone else can be arousing for some. Compersion is where you enjoy watching your partner experience pleasure and joy. Isn't that like cuckolding? Successful swinging couples aren't sociopathic. They do experience emotion in these situations. It's just the opposite of what most people would experience. And there's a Huffington Post article here from Gracie X. Safe sex. Everyone uses condoms. Active swingers can have a lot of sex, and partners and many have decades of activity with no STDs. This seems counterintuitive, but people are very careful. Most have active lives and are married or in long-term relationships and don't want to deal with STDs from other people. New friends. Swinging can be seen as a lifestyle, even a hobby, really. Anytime people join a group or embark on a unique lifestyle, they're going to make new friends who share their interests. People from all walks of life are in this lifestyle, but I have noticed a larger percentage of people that are active in clubs to be more affluent. This might simply be a function of the clubs costing a lot to get into. Well, yeah. Lower divorce rate. Statistics generally don't lie when used for good. The reported divorce statistic for successful long-term lifestyle partners is significantly lower than the national average for regular monogamous couples. What? Con 1. Judgmental people. Not everyone is going to understand if you do this. In fact, some might be downright mean about it. A lot of people try and keep a hidden thing from family, friends, and their job, but that can be difficult. Nowadays, it's a little more open with OnlyFans and all the, you know. Disagreement between couple wants. This can be very troubling. Swing can magnify existing problems in the relationship. If the couple isn't interested in the same thing, it can cause a lot of problems. Con 3. Difficult to find compatible play partners. Yes, I know people that have ran into this. Not like I know any swingers or anything. I mean, no. Of course I never was invited to anything like that. There are a lot of people who like the idea of swinging, but are afraid to take the plunge. So the apps, sites, and clubs that promote the lifestyle have a lot of people who aren't serious about it. Any problem you encounter in a normal dating site or app is the same here. There are men who pretend to be women to collect nude pics for people who are willing to share them. Yep, I know. Navigating this noise to find people you actually get along with can be difficult. It also depends on what you're looking for. It's easier to find sex than it is to find someone you'd actually like to be friends with benefits with. Time consuming. Man, as all of us know, we don't have problems with being friends with benefits. There's a lot of women that want to be friends with benefits with me. You know, it's crazy. Time-consuming. The difficulties mentioned above require a lot of time to wade through and find what you want. Meet and greets, parties, clubs, chatting online, all this stuff takes time. Jealousy. Even the longest-term, ethically non-monogamous couple will report how they've had jealousy flare up at different times, often in unexpected ways. The successful ones use this as a tool to communicate with their partners. New emotional attachments. Reality is, this is gonna happen. Oof. Even if it's not the intention, people develop emotional attachments. This is fine in polyamory and open relationships, but not in straight swinging. Swinging doesn't solve marital problems. In fact, it can make them worse. I've talked to a few people who've been in a situation where one partner cheated, and they try to take this as a make good. It won't work. Successful swinging couples trust each other. If someone just cheated on you, there's no way you trust them. And of course, there is some websites here for more information. Curious about swinging? There are several websites you can check out. The following two are the most used and trusted. They have verifications and couples can comment on each other, so the fakers are weeded out fairly quickly. Oh, okay. There are a lot of apps, but the one most used is called Field. Field? There are parties and hotel takeovers. One of the bigger marketing companies that promotes these is here. Plush Life? Well, if anybody wants to do a plushie site, they're out of fucking luck. People also use Reddit, Craigslist. Craigslist, I don't think they do that anymore. An adult friend finder, but I recommend against those. They're really not regulated at all. And the percentage of fakers, posers, and looky-loos to wade through makes it much more difficult to find people you actually want to hang out with. Swinger clubs. Attending one of the... I was hoping for Thads. Oh, that would have been so funny. It would have been so funny if Thads was recommended. Attending one of these is a great way to dip your toe in the water and see what it's all about. Jenny and I have been to clubs all over the U.S., and some are better than others. There are a lot of them in the greater Los Angeles area. We've been to all of these, so we can go vouch that they're nice clubs. None of them expect you to do anything. You can go and just have a few drinks, dance, watch others play around a bit if you want, and leave. Club Joy, Club Fi, Freedom Acres, or Club FA, Vixen Club, and the Sea Mountain Inn. Wildfire. If you enjoy this book, Linda Sedgwick and I did another book together. It's very different from this one, about a GMO conspiracy and a disaster story. There's a link to the first issue of that here for free. Check it out before you buy it to see if you're into it. Parting thought. If you're into... Okay, he's just saying, yeah, if you want to... Okay, it said, if you're into my science fiction or real-world thriller books and realize after the fact this romance slice-of-life book isn't your cup of tea, you can bring your copy to any convention I do, and I'll swap it for one of my other books. I appreciate you trying this. It's something completely different. We knew the readership would be different. I enjoyed the research and writing this book very much. Working with my lovely wife and Linda Sedgwick on this has been a wonderful experience. If you like the book, please share the word, review it on Amazon and Goodreads, and buy the next volume. And he does Self-Loathing Narcissist. Aha. Sunstone. Again, if this interests you, just say so and we'll cover it. I mean, we're going to at some point anyway, right? Because somebody's like, oh, I want lesbian. Yeah, I'm sure you do. You do lesbian vampire. Okay, fine. And I know people probably want more sadistic blood as well. I'm one person and I work. Just give me time. We'll get it. Oh, yep. There's more. There's a lot of them. Hope you like lesbians and BDSM, because they wrote a lot of it. On sale now. Top Cow Essentials. Yep. A lot of them. You also have your Cyberforce and your Darkness and your Aphrodite and Artifacts. I have all these. You know, Humble's been very nice to me. But not always. And here we are. Spinning off from the universe of Sunstone comes a slice-of-life romance story about a couple trying to regain the sexual energy from the beginning of their relationship by swinging with other couples, an emotional journey of two people fighting to stay in love, from co-writers Matt Hawkins and Jenny Chang, Leisha Lindis-Sandrick. One of the things that Hawkins and Chang captured so well is the head spinning rush of a new relationship. Okay, Rogue's Portal. Women write about comics. Artist Linda Sedgwick beautifully renders that all spotlights on you feeling of seeing, meeting, and fucking your crush's brains out. Oh, women write about comics. And this is actually rated A for adult. This is an adult comic, romance erotica. Okay, guys, and we are out of here. Hope you liked it, learned something. We've got more coming, so be on the lookout for, I guess, what, Grimm's Adult Comic Corner? Shit, I didn't know we were going to do this. I thought it was going to be Cringe Comic Corner. That turned out not so cringy after all. And we got some Asian red pills, and we learned about swinging and the lifestyle. So, more will be coming. Stay tuned.